Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. What's going on, Trent?
Not much, man. Friday recording. You say we're supposed to be jumpy on Friday.
I know. I'm in a good mood today. The sun's out.
Man, I had a headache this morning. I don't have to get headaches too much.
All that rain, that 42 inches of rain we got in like 2 hours.
My wife thought it was the COVID.
Ooh. But your temperature.
You can't even sneeze. You can't say you have a headache publicly. But my temperature is in the right gradient.
Well, no, we have to take them, which is really wise. Every single morning, and then walking in the studio, we get another temperature check here. Yeah, which is great. I mean, I think so. You're good to go.
I've even been abiding at work.
I have too. You get the green light. Go.
I was 97.1 this morning. Is that starting to become too cold? I mean, I don't know.
Might have a problem.
I was worried. Maybe my heat means something different.
You didn't get punched in the head last night, did you?
I know. I didn't. Unless Ford punched me while he's sleeping.
I wouldn't put it past
him. My middleman. He sleeps in the middle.
I wouldn't put it past him. Well, Trent, last Friday, and we talked a little bit about this on the show last Sunday, but we hadn't actually done the walking for wishes, and we were clear about that when we recorded, but we walked for some wishes this past Friday.
Yep, we did. We walked 28.3 miles last Friday, So at this time last week, we would probably be somewhere around Park Road.
I was feeling pretty good about
it. We did Park Road about three times.
I was feeling pretty good about this time last Friday. Where I internally cussed Christian out a lot was when we were coming up Park Road, and I was like, all right, sweet. We're going to hit Woodlawn. I'm going to hook a ride on Woodlawn. We'll go to Protagonist. I feel the end in sight. And then she took that left on Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I kept telling Dave, I'm like, Protagonist is that way. And we walked further and further and further and further and further away.
Well, you got to do that to accomplish 28.3 miles, dude.
I think mentally I was already there. And yeah, I had some.
I thought it was cool, though.
It was really cool. It's
good. You know, this is our 13th year, 12 years of pitching for wishes. We couldn't do it this year, so we did our version of the Trailblaze Challenge, which is a fundraiser that Make-A-Wish of Central and Western North Carolina does that I had never done. Now I've walked 28.3 miles in Charlotte.
Yeah.
You have too, but it was cool to do something different, and I was telling Reagan that.
Well, in the vibe amongst our teams was I mean, it was humming. It was electric when we finished there at Protagonist. I mean, it was like we really had accomplished something monumental, and we had. I mean, it reminded me of after the cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, every year everybody's so excited. We're happy. We've accomplished a goal. Other than this time, I didn't get beat out in the first round, and I was done playing cornhole in 15 minutes.
Oh, you were beat out.
We had 11 hours of fun.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I don't get to ride down all these roads anymore like I did when I was project managing and used to get to go everywhere in Charlotte. So I got to walk them.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
No, it's good because you also get some time to spend with people that you don't get to spend time with like that. So It was good. We are very fortunate and blessed to have the teams that we had that work for our company. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, it was also cool to see how many, you know, being out and about like that,
seeing all the Roby signs.
We got a lot of vehicles out there.
Well, we saw all our guys when we were near stores. So our guys like to conglomerate at stores.
Like the poor fellow
we saw some Roby signs.
Just doing the service call on Queens Road West is like, oh my gosh, the whole group is here.
You know what he was saying? Do these guys ever work? What are they doing? Wearing shorts and tennis shoes on a Friday. Typical.
It was pretty hard work.
It was good. I enjoyed it. No, thank you for all our sponsors.
Yep.
We raised a bunch of money for Make-A-Wish, granted a lot of wishes. I know you've been listening to the show leading up, so it was awesome. Very rewarding, very exciting.
Yeah, Dry Pro Kingdom demo. We got to go by Queen City, hit Harkey Tile. Obviously got to see the Wish House. That was the first time I've been in the Wish House.
Okay.
Which is beautiful on Tremont Avenue. If you haven't been by it, go take a peek. And then we went to City Electric. Mm-hmm. Right, and sort of bounced around a bunch of other job sites. It was a cool Skufka Law. We went by there. Yeah, it was a good day.
What was I going to say? Oh, and we ended at Protagonist, which is the brewery that we just completed.
Yeah, Ryan and Mike.
Ryan and Mike own it. They've been on the radio. Check them out if you hadn't heard them. We've had multiple brewers on here. It's between Old Mecklenburg and Sugar Creek.
Yep, across the street from Queen Park Social.
All of our buddies.
Yeah.
And we did, our construction arm did the construction on Queen Park Social as well. Proud of that. So I was telling Reagan, I was like, everything but my boy Marino's.
What do they call that area? Is it Losa? Is that right?
Am I getting Loso.
That? Loso, not Losa. Loso, yeah. Yeah.
How low can you sew?
Not very low.
Man, I've had a good week. The last 2 days, I've got to take Ford and Piper are going to school now Thursday and Friday every week or every other week or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with.
But you know, that's kind of always been my tradition is take them to school, so I've got to do that. Ford's in kindergarten. He's all excited about school. We're doing the pledge. Piper's doing it in French. He can't do it in Chinese yet. We do it in English, then we sing the national anthem Lord's Prayer and Apostles' Creed. I'm impressed how well Ford knows his stuff.
Well, he's been listening to it for a while.
And then they always want to listen to Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Nothing like going Apostles' Creed into Vanilla Ice.
You know,
I just can't touch that.
What it is. It's,
dun, 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 dun.
And then on Fridays, we listen to Finally Friday.
There you go.
Finally Friday. Anyway. So today's Friday. Wow.
We got a Nary show. We haven't done this in
forever. Oh, yeah, this is a Nary show.
It's going to be awesome.
One of our other loves, the National Association of Remodeling Industry. We have Krista Young on the show, who is the executive director.
Correct.
And we have the Contractor of the Year Awards coming up.
Which is a great opportunity if you're at home and you want to see some really amazing projects, not just by the Roby family of companies, but by other contractors in the area as well. This is your opportunity.
We'll drive you there. Just hang tight.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the first segment, you missed a lot.
Yeah, Patrick bragging on himself.
What? I didn't brag on myself.
You were all proud.
Every
mile counts, Patrick.
28.3 of them. See, I thought when we signed up it was 2.83. That's where I got messed up. I thought the dot was in the wrong spot, or maybe someone made a mistake on the T-shirt. But
no, sir.
It was a long way.
No, sir.
If you live on Princeton Avenue, I didn't mean anything bad about your street. You've got a great street, but I was not happy to walk on it at 4 o'clock last Friday.
Princeton's a great street. That's where I found my glory in Little League baseball.
Yeah, and the signs. In fact, some kids were hitting balls way over the fence. I'm like, one of these things is going to hit
and
me.
And now they have a plywood green monster on the right field, and one hit the wall and looked like a 22-year-old kid. Like, what are you doing? It's a Little League field, you punk.
Yeah, that kid
was
above the age limit. He was bombing him over the fence. And you can't see through the green monster. I'm like,
because it's plywood.
It's going to
hit me. 3/4 inch.
It's going to hit me in the forehead.
Well, my target's a little bigger.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was kind of thinking.
But you went there. Krista?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for having me today.
If I had not interrupted, Patrick would have done two segments without you.
I would not do that, Krista Young from Nary, Charlotte.
Oh, wow.
No, we're happy to have you.
Well, kudos to you guys for last weekend. I caught the tail end of that, but I'm assuming you're talking about the 28 miles you walked last Friday, right? A week ago?
Yeah. Yeah, you caught the part where we were wobbling a little bit from our legs hurting so bad.
Yes.
So, Krista, you are the executive director of Nary Charlotte right now, correct?
That is correct, yep.
And David McGuire, our Roby family COO, is the current president, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Don't you wish it was 2005?
And then, oh, do you have?
Is that when you were president?
That is when I was president. 2005. How's that sound?
I know.
Sounds like 15 years ago. Good God.
It makes you sound old, but you were like 14, so it doesn't matter.
Goodness gracious. In 2000, I thought 1985 was a long time ago.
It was. Hate to break it to you, buddy.
Dang.
But you were a young whippersnapper. You were probably the youngest president that's ever walked through those halls.
I don't know. I was young. I was on the younger end.
Who was the president before you? Do you remember? Who?
Debbie Plott Sessoms. She worked at Overhead Door.
Okay, I got
Randy
you.
Burris.
Gotcha.
She was the president before me.
Well, so Dave McGuire is the current president, Krista, right? And then Rich Pizio from Ferguson is the next president.
Yeah.
He's also been on the radio show.
I could probably come back and be your volunteer president for a year.
Come on.
Nah, I'm not.
On in for 2021.
I don't know anything about remodeling anymore.
Oh, I'm sure you can teach us all a few things, Trent.
Well, Krista, you are here because obviously with 2020 being the way that it is this year, large gatherings are unavailable. And the one thing that a lot of the public likes to know about Nary is our Cody Awards, Contractor of the Year Awards. Mm-hmm. And you guys have come up with a new twist to that really anybody can get involved with, which I think is really cool because in the past, you know, we didn't really have a lot from the general public that were able to attend this, but now really, really anybody can watch it, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we usually, like Patrick was saying, have a big gala with the dinner and drinks, and it's basically kind of like the Oscars of the remodeling industry, where we honor the best work that our contractors have done for the previous calendar year. And so with our situation now, unfortunately, we weren't able to host the event. So we got creative, and we're doing a virtual award ceremony, which we are going to air on our Facebook page on Thursday, November 19th at 4 p.m. And so you're exactly right, Patrick. We're hoping that we can reach an even broader audience with us being airing it on Facebook Live. So I encourage everyone to tune in next Thursday at 4 o'clock. We will also have a second showing on Friday, November 20th at 7 o'clock on Facebook page as well. So we're excited because with the year we've had, we're very happy with the number of entries that we had this year, and from some of the top contractors in the Charlotte area, all those, their work will be showcased. So I encourage everyone to tune in and watch the award ceremony and celebrate virtually with us.
So other than this awesome At Home with Roby show, how are y'all putting that? How are y'all reaching the public?
Nice plug. Like that.
How are we reaching the public?
The public. Like, I think this is something because back in the good old days, I still think this happens, but the Saturday after the awards, the Cody Awards show was usually on a Thursday or Friday night. The Saturday morning after, in the home section in the Observer, they would put the winners and a lot
right.
of pictures. And, if we won or something placed, I would get some emails and texts and phone calls. It felt good. But what it told me was that the public is really interested in the remodeling industry and nice remodeling projects for their ideas. So I would think they would love to watch this.
Well, it's real life stuff. I mean, this is stuff in Charlotte. You see similar tastes. I mean, things that you make a great point there. I mean, HGTV and all these other networks have done a good job of giving you thoughts and ideas. But these are your neighbors that are doing this. I mean, it's their own houses. I mean,
I think proactively, as much as we can get it out there, that'd be great. I was in David's office the other day, and he had a really nice look like a movie billboard. And I said, "What?" I laughed at it. I said, "What is this?" He said, "Hey." We got a viewing party at 4 on Thursday the 19th. We're going to be popping champagne.
Yes, we're encouraging watch parties, you know, with the contractors that have entered awards. So I know Andrew Roby is participating in that. Case Design, Paul Kowalski Builders are all having viewing parties. So we're trying to make the most of the situation we're in and try to make it as festive as possible, I guess. So we will be having various watch parties hosted at places of businesses. And we will have, I'm glad you brought the advertising piece up, we're going to have a two-page ad in the South Park Magazine December issue. It's going to be in homes December 4th. So all the 2020 Cody Award winners and pictures of the various work they did on their projects will be showcased in the magazine. So definitely get a copy of that so you can check it out in print as well.
So, Krista, what's your favorite project? That was just a funny.
When we say watch party, we're talking socially distanced out, so we're going to be safe with our watch parties. But, Krista, who are the judges this year?
So we have a third panel, panel of judges. What I do is I reach out to other executive directors from different NARE chapters across the country and ask for volunteer judges. So they're all contractors from other parts of the U.S., and we had 8 this year that judged.
Dang, that's great.
Award.
That might hurt us. I mean, our style is specifically Southern.
Yes.
That's because I dictate the dictation for our award.
Yeah, we have a few from the Midwest. We have a few from D.C., and then the Atlanta chapters.
Well, let's keep them anonymous. We don't need any, you know, other builders out there trying to grease these judges. I hear you. I'm watching you guys. No, I'm just joking.
Well, Krista, can you stick around? We got to go pay some bills. We want to learn more about what's going on at NARE in addition to the awards, and very exciting time for you. So you're listening to At Home with Roby. Our guest today is Krista Young with NARE, National Association of Remodeling Industry of Charlotte.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, National Association of the Remodeling Industry. We got the boss lady from the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, Krista Young, with us today. If you missed the last two segments, you can always listen to our podcast. I think it's as easy as Googling At Home with Roby, and you can find us there or on our Facebook page and anywhere you can find podcasts. I think. How do you go about getting your podcasts? I know you're a podcast fella.
I don't think I've listened to a podcast in eons.
I feel like I just like said something. You just gave me the Ron Haston eyeball right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they're renovating my mom's house. And
yeah.
Luke Nays just sent me and my brother and my mom some pictures from his old workshop. The wall, he had finished that off when I was in high school. He finished it off. They're gutting the wall back out. And it's got all his phone numbers on it. Got Jason Cook, his old tile guy, John Roper, Roper Electric.
Oh yeah,
pretty cool. So
I used to, you know, that's people. My favorite phone number story like that is remember Jeff Robinette's old van, and on you'd open up the door and you'd have all the phone numbers written on
in
pencil.
That.
Yeah, you'd have a bunch of them there. Oh, look at this.
Kind of like my bunk bed bottom under the top. Hey, I got to give shout out the CMAs. I did not watch them. I'm sorry, but the CMAs were this past week, and Eric Church won Entertainer of the Year.
Woo-hoo.
Kudos to my man. He's been snubbed, I think, 10 years in a row. It's like, stop putting him in the top five if he ain't going to make it. Like, you're hurting my man.
Hey, that's a great segue.
Reagan said, what a terrible year to win it.
Come on. Probably more people watching it this year than ever before.
No, but Entertainer of the Year, he hadn't been able to do
entertain. I just got that. I'm not that quick.
You're not.
No. I can walk fast.
Call you super fast, Patrick.
I can walk fast. But, hey, that was a good segue talking about the CMA Awards, and here we're here talking about the Cody Awards.
Similar thing.
Same deal.
They had people in there.
Hey, man.
They were sitting spread out.
I'll be honest with you. When I first started working here, I won an award at the Cody's for Business Person of the Year. And, man, that was like the highlight, the pinnacle right there.
When you worked at Roby Electric?
Yeah, when I first started.
Oh,
and I was like,
man.
Whoa. It was really, really. I mean, I have a lot of fond memories.
We had to
Cody's.
Make up a lot of stuff for that.
We did. He's got nice hair.
He's hardworking.
He wears boots with buckles on them.
Man.
I knew you were going to say buckle shoes, TJ. I knew it. I walked right into that one. But no, I have a lot of fond memories of the Cody's, and I think that you do too. I mean, you remember winning your first Cody, I'm sure, as a contractor. That probably was pretty cool.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice piece to it too. We do, apart from the contractors that we honor their work for and award, the best of the best and the projects, we also, award our members, some of our standout members, like Patrick was saying, the Business Person of the Year, Designer of the Year, Subcontractor of the Year, so various other awards, and it's just a good way to celebrate other folks in the organization as well.
So I'll tell you my fond memory of the Cody's. When I was in college and I started project managing and selling jobs, I wanted us to enter some awards. My dad and Donnie, my uncle, and my granddad, I mean, they weren't big on doing the artistic side to enter awards. So that was mine and Reagan's job, is we would go take pictures. So I was the cameraman, which isn't anything.
He had his flip phone.
It was terrible.
Flip phone next to
And we wrote the descriptions, and we entered some awards. We would stay up, like, all night, like one or two nights.
Isn't that cool?
When she was still in college. And we won some of them, but I find those old notebooks when I'm cleaning stuff out, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, how did we win that? Remodeling must have been in the dumps in the late 90s. Golly.
He doesn't mean that, David Tyson, those guys from that era.
Yeah,
does
all
not
my buddies.
Mean that.
I'm joking.
No,
I'll tell
but,
you something that's funny,
cool.
though.
Yeah.
We'd be riding on the road in the 90s and 2000s, and my dad say, we did that addition on that house. I'd be like, that's hideous. He's like, that's how granddaddy did it. We made money on that one, though. That was a good job.
Yeah, but man, it's a big deal to win a Cody. I mean, it really is.
We kind of
joke around a little bit. But no, and as a chapter through Charlotte, we've had many folks that go on from the Nary Charlotte Cody's to the Nary Regional Cody's. Yep. And I've been to a couple of Nary National Cody's. And I mean, that's a big deal to say you're a national award-winning builder or remodeler.
It really is, and also it helped our business and still does.
Yep.
I was more hands-on, so I felt it more, but it helped our business in this market and with our clients, and we got a lot of street cred for it.
No, in Nary, we both have talked about this, Trent, before, but from a professional development standpoint, I think you had said that Nary is really where you learn how to read a P&L for the first time. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I can remember being an incoming president, and Krista, you'll get a kick out of this. The night before, you had to give that big speech at the first meeting of the year. I did not sleep. I was so scared to get up and talk in front of that many people. And you know, through the time of being the president for 2 years, I mean, now I could talk in front of anybody, anytime, anywhere. It sort of helped me get through that fear. So Nary is a big deal for contractors. I mean, we all have a ton of great craftspeople, especially in the Nary group. They're all good business people as well. But it's truly a place where people put their arms down and can share stories and help one another out, which is what makes it so special. In my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Do you have to talk a lot at the Nary meetings, Krista? Oh, you haven't had any
she's
Nary
got,
meetings.
Well, she's got
yeah.
Dave McGuire. She didn't
start, right? I started in the role March 10th of this year.
Jeez.
And
wow.
Then, you know, the shutdown happened, I think, March 17th. So I had about 5 days on the job before that. We've met a lot virtually and a couple smaller outdoor gatherings. So we've been trying to get creative with ways that we can meet, you know, via virtually or outside, abiding by the state regulation. So, yeah, I've talked a few times and at the meetings, but still, I guess, kind of getting my sea legs with it all. And it was just quite an interesting year to start a new job in a new industry, but making the most of it and trying the best I can.
No, that's great. I'll tell you something the Cody Awards have done over the last several years is they allow you to add your vendors in.
Yeah, it's fine.
And help them win as well. So Harkey Tile and Stone or your subcontractors can get some recognition. If you do a really nice bathroom, your tile guy can get some recognition. You do really nice light fixtures. I mean, whatever it
is. Like Roby Services.
There you go, Patrick.
Like sub-partners.
Have y'all won some awards?
Like sub-partners like Roby Services.
There you go, Patrick.
Yeah, did I say that twice? No, we'd have. And we entered a couple with of course, our Andrew Roby partners as well. But yeah, I mean, Chris, this is coming up. Just if you didn't hear it on the second segment, Thursday at 4 o'clock and then this coming Friday at 5 o'clock, right? People can log into Facebook.
So Thursday, November the 19th.
Thursday, November 19th at 4 o'clock and Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m. Into our Facebook page, which is Nary Charlotte. That's N-A-R-I. Charlotte, and if you like us, it will show up on your feed, or you can go straight to our Facebook page at those times, and the video will be streaming then. Tune in to see who wins.
Krista, I'll tell you, when I in the late 90s and early 2000s, when I was getting involved in Nary, our executive directors at the time were Bill and Emma Quinn, Maura Quinn's parents, actually, who used to be on WBT. I think she was on PM Magazine. Is that right? PM Magazine, Trent, coming through with some old school stuff.
Yes.
But Bill and Emma would always come by my office, and when we wanted a sponsorship or wanted me to enter awards or something, they'd just show up at my office and put me on the spot, and it worked. So grassroots, once you can, get out there and get to know these folks. And make them feel good, and it'll go a long way. I'm excited about where Nary's going under your leadership, Krista, and getting Dave out of the chairman role.
We're going to pick on Dave we're going to pick on Dave a little on the next segment. Krista, give us the website, and then and one last plug for the Codys.
Absolutely. So our website is narycharlotte.com. Again, that's NARICharlotte.com. You can go to our website to, if you're interested in joining the industry, if you're in the remodeling industry, if you're interested in joining the association, you can find out more information on our website. And again, the Cody Awards will be aired on our Facebook page, which is Nary Charlotte at 4 p.m. on November 19th.
Krista, great job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
Good luck. Good luck to all the winners, and congratulations. Look forward to watching this coming Thursday. Thank you. Yo, kick it.
Yo, VIP.
Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Dun, 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 dun.
Let's just do the whole segment singing this song.
Just sing vanilla? He was a smooth guy because when I play it on YouTube in the mornings, my kids watched the video. I mean, other than a little graffiti and shots rang out. Shells falling.
It's time to get rolling.
No, it's funny.
No, you're listening at home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac with Trent Hastings. We are not with Vanilla Ice. It would be really cool if he was here, though. I got some questions for the Iceman.
What was his name?
He's a remodeler now.
Van
Isn't he
Winkle?
On HGTV?
Rob Van Winkle.
Rob Van Winkle.
Didn't he have a remodeling show?
He did. Flip this house or something. Like that.
Is his grandpa? Is that his grandpappy Van Winkle?
I think so, yeah.
I'll be dang.
He's been hitting it from all angles, hasn't he?
Just put it all together. Man, can make some expensive whiskey.
I got a question for
sure.
You. How come when you travel around the country, they don't call it Nary? They call it Nary.
I don't know.
Nary.
I called it Nary for like the first 2 years, and they're like, that's what they say up north, son. I'm like, well, I think that's the proper way to say it. Like, I don't think it's Nay.
I think they say Nary. You got a little yank in you, boy.
Nary.
You got a little yank
Nary.
In you.
Nary. Yankee straight out of Marietta, Georgia. That's right.
TJ.
North Georgia.
It is North Georgia. Correct. He has got a point. TJ and I hail from the same area.
That's good.
Yeah. TJ, did you see Freddie Freeman won the MVP?
Out of Atlanta.
Braves, yeah.
I didn't watch a baseball game.
I didn't watch
that
many. I watched the
feel?
Playoffs, but that's about
that's
it.
That's when they flopped?
That's when they flopped. This is correct. This
Everybody
is correct.
Was bragging about them. Braves going to win it again. Hadn't won it since 90. Hadn't won a playoff game since 99. That's crazy.
Every pending contract we have with Atlanta Braves fans has been canceled.
I told my dad that in the 90s, and there won't be a day I'll ever not watch baseball and know all the stats.
I did
not know that the Braves have not won.
Did you read the same thing I read this morning?
No,
about it's 68 Ventures, which is a blog that you and I follow. You need to go back and read it. That's what he talks about. How
stop doing what waste your time. I did read a little
bit. I read the first part of it. It makes sense. That's why you don't rattle off stats.
It was
anymore.
A short one.
It was. I like the short ones.
Yeah. I like the short ones. When I see one that's too long, I don't look at it.
but that 68 Ventures is a really cool. You've turned me on to it. It's a blog you get every morning, and the nice part is they do like the Cliff Notes version before they actually like do the whole thing, and so you can kind of gauge your interest on if you want to keep going and keep going and read the rest of it. But it's always got some insightful information.
No, it basically says stop doing what you don't want to do.
You got to
stop doing what consumes your time
and you
don't get a return on.
Your brain power, yeah. You got to do what you got to do what you want to do.
Said if somebody drains you, don't talk to them.
That's it.
Makes sense to me.
TJ, you do not drain me. Excellent. We're good, dog.
TJ puts it in our, gives us energy. No, you know, I think my headache's gone.
There you go. You look a lot. You look a lot more vibrant than maybe you did when we.
Well, it was
in.
That Bojangles chicken sandwich I ate before I came in here. I had to work through that a little bit. Get some of that. I had to get some of that honey mustard out of my system. Hey,
I hear you, bossy.
I promise you,
chicken.
Man. I was in the Bojangles drive-through
on Wilkinson
because nobody would have lunch with me.
I didn't have
the
lunch
one
with
on Wilkinson, and I'm in the drive-thru, and I'm like, I want this combo. And I said, please, I want an unsweet tea. I said it like three times. And I get my tea. They were real nice about it, but I get my tea. I got to pop it and take a sip before I leave. And it was sweet as sugar.
Sweet
and
as
I,
sugar.
I mean, they just hear with my country accent, why would I say anything but sweet tea?
I was going to say, who's the Yankee? But I held off.
I'm not a Yankee.
I held off.
That was my first time I went up to Illinois with Reagan and her mom. We ate at Applebee's. I'm like, God, this is going to be an expensive trip. We're eating at Applebee's.
You do live on the north side of the river. I'm just saying.
We were up somewhere in the mid, headed north, and she said, I said, can I have some tea? And she brought me tea, and it was unsweet. I said, can I please have some sweet tea? And she said, son, we got packets of sugar on the table.
Yes, ma'am.
And now it's the opposite. Now I say unsweet, and they bring me sweet tea. Because now all the Yanks are drinking sweet tea.
Man, you're making me feel crazy. I couldn't have lunch at Trent today because I had lunch with my friend Brad Cameron, who runs the plumbing division for Aircon. It was fun catching up with him. I hadn't talked to him since I worked at Ferguson. And we have Noble Smokes, great neighborhood restaurant in our area. But it's cool to catch up with people like that you hadn't seen in a while.
That is good.
Like your boy Charlie Howard. Is that his name?
Hold him and skin him Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were on our walk last week doing our 28.3 miles, and I get a phone call from a guy that I saw him at the Y.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, but roofing sub for us.
That's it.
Great guy.
He's borrowing.
I really love doing business with him.
He's a nice fella.
And I was like, why in the world is he calling Universal Roofing? I'm like, why is he calling me? He says, hey, man, you got a jet ski for sale, man? I said, no. Well, there's one on your yard, man. Got a for sale sign on it.
It's like, who do I know? Who do I know? Oh,
I was like, this guy sits walking beside me right here. Am I getting what I'm getting, a 20% commission?
I had to take a little haircut for Charlie if he comes through. If he comes through, now I'm letting him borrow it for a couple days now.
My dad used to call H&S Lumber, hold them and skin them. I mean, that was what he called them. They got you where they want you when you're in there. Hold them and skin them, Lumber.
Yeah.
So that's Charlie, hold them and skin them,
good
skin
man.
Them Howard.
Good man.
Yeah. Well, we hope you had fun today listening to the show and laughing a little. go have a wonderful Sunday, and always do the golden rule and put a smile on your face even when you don't feel like it. Go Cats. Wow.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.